CliffCentral.com. Hello, George.
Hello.
How are you doing, George? Let me switch on your mic. There we go.
Ah.
How are you? It's nice to have you in studio.
It is.
This is fun.
Freezing
fun on a Friday.
Yeah.
Did you manage to get through the traffic without freezing your hands off on the steering wheel, or do you wear gloves when you drive like a proper motoring enthusiast from the 1930s?
No, I don't do that.
You don't wear gloves? No. I have a pair of gloves in my car.
Really?
Only this week. I don't carry them around usually.
Are they leather or?
Leather. I felt quite smart driving in this morning with the gloves on, but it's
also that's just so weird. It looks like, are you getting rid of a body or something? Like
no,
getting out
man.
The car with gloves on. It's just
nothing worse than cold hands.
Yeah.
And also, people used to wear gloves because they thought that the car was a dirty thing, right?
Yeah,
and it used to be.
I think it was also to do with sunburn. And sunspots from steering wheel.
Oh, really? Is that it? Liver spots. I'm just checking now. Oh, shit. Got to wear the gloves. All right. Very good. Yeah. So how are you, George? What's been happening?
Good. I've been relatively consistent with my cold plunges.
Ben was saying he's missed out the whole of this week and he's very grumpy about it.
Yeah. You get...
You do it every day?
Probably 3 to 4 times a week.
Okay.
I try and be consistent at not under 3.
You feel it's improved your life?
Definitely.
This sounds very culty. Hey? No one has anything bad to say about these cold plunges. Like,
it's all anybody in that world is talking about at the moment. It's a big thing.
It definitely works. I mean, and it's not like a magic pill.
No.
It's almost like subtle. It really wakes you up in the morning. You feel alert when you do it. And the other morning when I got in the pool, water must have been 13, 14 degrees,
okay,
which is cold. and as I got in, I realized, hold on a second, there's a certain level of cold where any colder doesn't matter.
Where do you think that is?
Degrees. I think that's in the lower teens.
Really?
So your body's...
Do you mean you wouldn't be able to tell then whether it's 4 degrees or 12?
Well, I haven't been in below 5. So maybe below 5 is, you can feel it, and maybe Ben can tell us, but...
Hey, George, just sorry to change the subject, but this is... Simpiwe and I are completely perplexed by this. What's the point of Uber if they don't pick up drunk people? You saw this in the headline. We're just talking about it now. What the hell's the point?
Well, you know what? I think maybe drunk people can act stupid. Maybe there's a level of drunk that they should pick up.
I guess I know.
Sanele says that is not right because people can't throw up in their own cars. They have to go to work on the next day. See? This is ridiculous. All right. So what have we got in the world of motoring, George?
So in Michigan the other day, beginning of July, as a matter of fact, an armored truck rolled on the interstate. But what this armored truck was filled with was coins.
Sure.
So the back door was flung open when this armored truck rolled, and there were coins all over the highway.
You know how people in South Africa, when a milk truck or something breaks down, they all like climb in, and then suddenly you have a free-for-all, and people are taking, they're scooping it up into
buckets. And they call a friend to be like, hey, skin.
But out of nowhere. So the truck turns over. The driver goes, I don't think anyone saw this. I'm going to call off the head office and I'm going to tell them that I've turned the truck over. Something happened. But within 5 seconds, out of nowhere, on an abandoned piece of road in the middle of the Free State, suddenly 1,000 people pitch up with buckets. How does that work? We got to figure. I'll tell you what, we'll save lives. If we can figure out how that works, then anytime there's an accident, whoever those people are and however that works, they could come to their rescue and more lives would be saved. Am I wrong?
You're right.
No, it needs to be beneficial. Gareth, the whole thing is it needs to be beneficial to me. There could be an accident, but if there's no things left there, like coins or milk.
Coins is a good one.
Alcohol. Like. Why am I going to help? Like, it's not beneficial for me.
But how does the message get out so quickly? You know what I mean, George?
No, I know what you mean. People
I've
just
seen
appear.
It happen.
I've seen it happen on highways as well. People just appear. And then, and by the time the emergency services get there, the place is cleaned up except for the bodies.
Yeah. It's totally, there's no evidence that there was ever a spill.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right. So this thing spilled coins all over the place.
Yeah, rear doors flew open and scattering bags of coins and various bins It was carrying all over the crash site. So, you know, coins. I don't think I've ever heard of a cash in transit truck in South Africa crashing and spilling money all over the place.
Well, no, usually they get robbed before they have a chance to crash. But imagine you're driving behind a cash in transit van and you suddenly see like money pouring out of the back. And notes, like wads of 100 rand notes.
But you know, the first sound they would have heard was something like hitting the car and they're like, what is that? And then after it's like, oh, I don't mind this.
Then you pull over and you pick up everyone along the way.
Somebody said to me yesterday, one of my customers was on the phone to a customer and he says, have you seen the new 100 rand note? I said, no. He said, I could make a better copy on my inkjet printer.
No, really?
Apparently, it's so bad.
Does it
The new money looks fake. Well, I think it looks like fake.
But then people are going to copy it and they're going to make better versions themselves.
Oh, wow.
Apparently, this thing's bad. It's not great. I've not seen one in real life, but apparently it's really bad.
All right. What else you got for us?
The Barbie movie.
Yay!
I knew this was going to come up again. We've done this already this morning, but go on.
Well, I've got a different take on the Barbie movie. So, you know, Barbie drives a pink Chevrolet Corvette.
Mm-hmm. Recipe, we knew that. I didn't know.
No, it's in my world now.
Okay, like,
that pink convertible.
Right? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, so we have a sister company. No shareholding relation. We're totally separate, but we know each other. We're like stepkids.
Okay.
Auto Trader in the UK.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay. So this is not happening in South Africa. Our stats don't show it because we don't have these cars. But the Chevrolet Corvette, searches for the Chevrolet Corvette in the UK has surged by 120% ever since the Barbie movie's trailer is about to come out.
Yeah, but those 13-year-olds can't drive and they can't buy cars. So what's the point?
And apparently Google search data shows that the term Barbie movie car is up by 450%.
Again, 13-year-olds can't be buying cars. So it's not going to result in business.
I'm not 13 and I've been searching like all about Barbie. I'm just saying.
People whose brains are 13. Like I said. All right. Okay.
So
this is obviously, and Simpiwe did give credit, and I've got to say, Pumi alerted me to this like 2 or 3 weeks ago. They really are marketing this thing very cleverly, right? It's going to result in enormous sales of Barbies, of Barbie accessories, Barbie clothing, Barbie color things, Barbie houses. It's going to turn, this is a big wave of marketing. Like very few things have been marketed recently.
You know what they seem to be doing, and I heard this about another movie. I can't remember the movie's name the other day. Oh, Oppenheimer.
Mm.
The movie Oppenheimer. Nothing to do with Oppenheimer in South Africa. The guy that apparently created
the atom bomb, the Manhattan Project, leader of that.
So what production studios, I mean, you'll know the terms better than I do, but what production studios are now doing is they creating a lead time. There's a term for it where it comes out in the movie and it doesn't hit Netflix or DVDs for a certain period of time.
It's like an exclusivity for the cinemas. Yeah.
So Oppenheimer's doing one for apparently 6 months.
Huh.
Okay. And it seems like the Barbie movie is doing a similar thing, whereas they feed you little tidbits as a marketing exercise to create a bit of hype around the movie itself. So I think it's a whole marketing phenomenon.
With Barbie, the tidbits are, they don't have nipples.
I did not see that
just
coming.
They're just shaped like that, but there's nothing on them.
I did not see that coming. And then finally, I brought some trivia, seeing as we enjoyed that.
We had a lot of fun with this.
Okay, so.
Oh,
you can't look at the answer.
No, Dad.
Simply, you're not allowed to cheat.
I'm looking at Gareth. Okay, let's go.
What year was the first electric traffic light invented?
Gareth, go first.
Someone told me the other day this was invented by an African-American man whose name escapes me. But I was If you had to guess, because I don't know the answer on this one, I'd say it's somewhere in the 1920s.
I'll go 1930s.
Okay, Gareth wins 1912.
I'm a bit closer. Not great, but I'm a bit closer. All right, I'll take the win. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, studio audience. Very nice. Your next question, George.
What is the world's largest automotive company?
Ooh, largest. Would it not be Mercedes?
Nope. General Motors or VW? Or wait, I haven't thought about Japan. Korea. Wait a second. What about India?
Ooh.
This is difficult. It's not going to be like the French or the Italians. Jeez, George, I'm going to go with General Motors.
Okay, and it's because you're thinking of a car maker. So it was automotive company, which is Continental AG.
Oh, the tire people, right?
Tires. They do. They do brakes, chassis, they do control systems, whole bunch of automotive things. They're the biggest automotive company in the world.
I would never guess that.
Okay. What car was the first mass-produced car? Should get this.
Model T Ford.
That's correct.
Sorry, Simpiwe, I didn't give you a chance. Sorry. I'm going to take that one. Thank you. Thank you very much, everybody. That was definitely a win for me. Thank you. That's about right.
Okay. Then companies come up with slogans, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Which car company uses the following slogan?
All right.
The ultimate driving machine.
There was an ultimate driving pleasure. Wasn't that BMW at one point? I'm fairly sure it was.
I don't know.
Ultimate driving machine.
I don't know.
Oh, come on. Here we go. You go guess this one first.
It sounds like a very, expensive car, I guess. So I will go with the German people. BMW, let's go with that.
Okay, BMW is the answer. Ultimate driving machine. Well done.
Very good. Okay. Good. I wouldn't have guessed that.
And then we've got to end on one that's not going to be a conundrum. What car does Batman drive?
I should know this.
I know this. Can I go with this? The Batmobile.
Yes, the Batmobile.
What, did you throw in the lower grade question at the end? You put in the easy question at the end, just to mess with us?
I should know this because I watched Batman, but...
All right, thank you very much. All right, George, that's lots of fun.
Awesome.
What a way to end this Friday morning. It's been insane. From the moment that Simpiwe and I arrived and we couldn't figure out our microphones until when George comes with a stupid question like the Batmobile. Unbelievable. What a way to start your Friday. Have an awesome weekend, everybody. Be good, and we will see you on Monday at 6 in the morning. CliffCentral.com